Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. This is episode 59, And Then. Before we get to today's story, I need to do just a little bit of ranting about the family situation. You see, this time of year is the high holidays in my religion. And I try not to talk about religion because it does cause all kinds of problems. But what I'm talking about is commonly referred to as March Madness. In this area of the country, college basketball is religion. And when I first met Wayne, we had a discussion about religion. And he assured me that he was as devoted as I was, and we were of the same denomination. Now, I'm not going to necessarily say who I root for, but let's just say that their mascot is a ruminant. So anyway, we were together for less than a year when I realized he was not as devoted as I was. He would watch our boys play, but he didn't want to watch any of the other games, which to me made no sense because you have to scout. You have to see what the boys are going to be facing next, or else how are you going to really root for our guys? Anyway, he has never stood in the way of my religion, so it's worked out all right. Yesterday, he wanted to go see 300, which just came out, and it was a spectacular movie, and I was interested in seeing it too. And since I had set up the digital video recording device to catch all of the college basketball games, to tell you the truth, that was a little bit of a goof. I was trying to get the ACC tournament, but I ended up getting all the episodes of college basketball. But I was happy with that. I was actually quite thrilled with that. I figured we had lots of space on the DVR and I could just delete the ones that I didn't want to watch. I had mentioned to Wayne, though, that I had made the mistake, and he kind of rolled his eyes at me. I'm not quite used to dealing with the DVR. Wayne, on the other hand, loves his little toy and is constantly futzing with it, fine-tuning it so he just gets the episodes he wants. So we went to the movie yesterday, and oh my, it was spectacular. Not to mention all the eye candy. Oh, very buff men running around in leather undies. Ooh, hoo, hoo. There was a lot of skin to admire. I enjoyed the movie, and I had noticed that Ghost Rider was playing right next door. And that was a movie that I had wanted to see, but Wayne had seen the critics' opinion of it, and let's just say it is not one of their favorites, and so he didn't want to waste the money. But I batted my eyes at him, and he said yes, he was willing. So we went next door and watched Nicolas Cage, who I think is, oh my goodness, so fine. And he was wearing cowboy boots. Oh, love a man in cowboy boots. There's just something about how they give a little lift to the rear quarters that, nice to look at. And he was wearing leather pants. Now, Wayne had said that he didn't think so when I raised my eyebrow to him at the leather briefs that the Spartans were wearing. And, you know, he wouldn't even consider the leather pants. He said, they look uncomfortable. What does comfort have to do with it? anyway, when we got home, I was a little peeved to find out that my games were not recording. Wayne informed me that he had fixed my error and deleted all of the recordings except my team. Oh, I was pissed. Oh, yes, I was more than just a little hot. But we got the games recording, and I'm going to watch them this morning in preparation for the games this afternoon. He, of course, did not delete the recording of my team, which I'm very happy about. And my team is going forward. Yay. So anyway, I just had to share that little bit of family discord that we have during this time of year every year. Now, on to today's story. I believe that when we left off, I had just moved to North Carolina with my cat that I had had for 2 years as a constant companion, only to lose him. I searched for Abernathy for weeks. I put an ad in the newspaper. I went to the shelter and I left a description of him. A couple of times they called me when they had a black and white kitty in there, and I rushed over there only to discover that it wasn't him. And I cried. Oh, I cried. One day in my office at school, I just broke down and started bawling. My office mate was very concerned. Being a guy, he wasn't quite sure what to do with a woman who was sitting there bawling her eyes out. I was pretty much inconsolable. And so I grieved, and the months went by, and the ache lessened, and I threw myself into school. One day, we were looking forward to a 3-day weekend, and my housemate, who did not drive, talked me into going to the video store to pick up some videos to watch over the weekend, and we were having an argument as to what kind of videos to watch. I wanted action-adventure. She wanted romantic comedy. We're driving along when all of a sudden I screamed. I pulled the car over to the edge of the road. I jumped out and I ran down this person's driveway. And my housemate was pretty much convinced that I had lost my mind. But I had seen Abernathy, and he ran away from me, and my heart broke, and I stopped, and I squatted down, and I called his name, and he stopped, and he turned his head, and he gave me a quizzical little meow, and I called his name again. He ran and he leaped into my arms. He wrapped his front paws around my neck and put his face against my face. He pulled back and he licked my chin and he licked my nose. And I was crying as I held him there, sitting in the middle of another person's driveway, holding my cat. The people weren't there. So I gathered him up. He was still clinging to me, paws wrapped around my neck, face pressed against my face. And I turned the Volkswagen microbus around and I went home. Let me tell you, driving a stick shift with one hand because you have a cat wrapped around your neck, which you have to hold with the other hand, is not terribly easy, but I did it. And when we got to the house, I took Abernathy into my room and I held him and I cried and he purred and he washed my face and we held each other for hours. Then I checked him over. He was terribly thin, but there was no sign of serious injury. We spent the evening watching TV, and he never left my side. My housemate went over to a neighbor's house who had a lot of cats and begged some cat food and cat litter for me because I had given everything away to the animal shelter. We set him up with food and water and a litter box. I spent the entire weekend holding him. And then, when Monday came around, I made an appointment to take him into the vet. He had worms, and he had ear mites, and he was very thin. But there was nothing seriously wrong with him, and he was back with me. The only other thing that came from that was Abernathy was no longer a strictly indoor cat. He let me know very clearly that he had tasted the outside, and while it was a little scary, he wanted more of it, and he would not be happy being an indoor cat. And believe me, we had arguments about this, but in the end he won, and I would let him out in the afternoon whenever I came home from school. But in the evening, I would open the door, and if he wasn't already there, I would call his name, and he would chirp at me as he ran to greet me. And we had many, many years together. In fact, over a decade, and I have lots of other Abernathy stories that I will be sharing with you. Thank you so much for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I also have a voicemail number. If you would like to call and leave me a message, my number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.